Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Theo. Can I get your phone number, please?
412-523-0210.
Thank you. And your name, please?
Dean Zeza Dillon.
Thank you very much. I'm just pulling up your account, therapy.
I had a 6 o'clock appointment.
Oh.
I missed
it. Okay. I see. Let me see. 6 o'clock. Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Let me reach out to this is about your website, correct?
Yeah, I got a lot of questions, actually. But it is about the website. I'm just having to, but I need to talk to somebody who could, I forgot who I spoke to, but we're having an issue really with my domain.
Okay.
So, and I think they said that they'll get one for me. I got to pay like $99 or something. You know, I might just hand my other one, and because I can't seem to get the password or anything for to give you guys. So it's like I might just start it all over, scratch. Like I pay you guys, just get me a domain name that's going to be mine. She said I get to keep it, I guess, if I quit with you guys. You know, all this rigmarole. But yeah. So we've been going back and forth for a few weeks here now. And I just cannot seem to, even reaching out to Google, I can't get it. I don't understand why. You know,
I see.
I don't know.
But do you remember where you got the domain initially?
Initially, I thought I got it from, that was years ago. I do not, because I didn't get it, I don't think. I think my son got it, or one of his friends. And, but then I got a hold of domain.com, and they said, that's under Google. So I got a hold of Google, obviously, by can't talk to anybody anymore, you know. It was an email, and they finally responded to me today. They got to just change your, you know, password. And, you know, and I just did that like 2 days ago. So I changed it again, and it's still not my domain. It's just my Squarespace. I can't get, I don't know how to give anybody my domain. It's, it's attached to my Squarespace account. And you guys don't deal with that, right?
As long as we get like managerial access, we should be able to apply our website on it. Yeah, that's the thing. If it's in Squarespace, I know for a fact that Squarespace has customer service. We've already talked to some clients that was able to talk to Squarespace directly. And they got, assistance from there in terms of providing, domain access to somebody else. Because if you're thinking about getting a new domain for this for Jungle Boys Free Service LLC, we can definitely do that. And you don't really have to pay anything.
I would like to use mine if I paid for it. You know what I mean?
Right, of course. That's true.
I can cancel it. I can cancel it for $15 or whatever it is a month or something like that. But I can cancel that one, I guess, right?
You can, but if you want to be able to get it again in the future, like let's say for example, you want to keep that in the future, we can claim it, but it will only be available for purchase again, like after a year, because it's like locked to the owner, regardless if they're paying for it or not, for like a year.
I don't understand what you're saying. So you'd buy the one I have?
Yeah. So let's say, for example,
a year later?
Yeah. So let's say, for example, you canceled, your original domain.
Service.com.
Yeah. Right. So let's say you cancel that, So,
and then I tell you guys to get me.
Like jungleboys.com. Maybe if we can get jungleboys.com.
If it's available.
If that's available, right.
Well, when I seen the domains, I put jungleboys.freeservice.com. It said active, which is me. And it says, and I forgot what the hell I hit, a couple buttons or whatever. It said, these are all available. And it said jungleboys.freeservice.com. So it's jungleboys.freeservices.com. Why would you do that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You guys buy that or whatever.
That's true.
And then I lose mine. But jungleboys.com would be nice. That's probably not available, I'm guessing.
I don't think that would be available because there may be other companies that has that. That's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jungle Boy Tree Services, compared to Jungle Boy's tree service, I think very negligible in terms of the change. And if we are going to purchase a domain for you in your behalf for this business, you don't really have to pay us anything additional. We can front the payment initially, just to make sure that your website is up and running as soon as possible, if that's what you want.
Yeah, I've paid all this money. I have nothing up because I have no way to get to my domain.
I see.
And I'm going around in circles with these people, and I'm just frustrated.
Right.
I just want to give up. Quite frankly, I want to give up. They screw it all. Give me my money back, everybody. I want my money back from everybody. And I'm just going to not do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what happens to Google customer service where you talk to somebody and they go, yeah, you know what? We'll take care of it right now for you. And it's not
right.
You just go back and forth with emails, where they send you emails saying, do this, do that, do this. But you're not technically inclined. You know what I mean?
That's
because
true.
It's like Chinese, you know?
Mm-hmm. That is true. Yeah. So whichever way you want to proceed, if you want us to try and get jungleboys3services.com and you said it's available, then we'll go ahead and do that so that we can just make sure that your website is up and running. And you take care of the other issues with the other company.
Well, I'd have to cancel that. Right. I have to cancel that and then Yins would buy it. Yins would have to buy it. Here's the problem. There's another Jungle Boys tree service out there.
Oh,
but
okay.
But it's in New Zealand. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if they'll try to grab that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's my problem. You know what I mean? I shouldn't have to worry about that, but I don't want people to try to look us up by not putting the S in after services, and they're getting on theirs. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not that that can help them, but they're just not getting on the mine.
Well, we'll be on Google. So if we're talking about, local services, right. So if we're talking about local services, then they won't really see any Jungle Boys tree services from New Zealand in your area. So at least that's
Now I got another question for you.
Sure.
My son he's getting his trucks, tagged up and he's like, so you got us on Facebook too, eventually, right? Cause you can't do nothing until we do this, right? Or
we
not.
We can do that. If you provide us
Facebook, I've got tree services and we weren't even on it. You know what I mean? Every local tree company came up on Facebook but mine. And I'm
see.
Okay, so what's going on here? I just put a search in Facebook search tree services and 20 tree services in Pittsburgh area came up and mine was on it at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see. Jungle Boys Tree Service LLC. And yours is, your logo has three men. And then says Jungle Boys Tree Service LLC, correct?
Yeah.
That's the logo for your Facebook. This is for Facebook.
Yeah, it should say Jungle Boys Tree Service.
Yeah.
LLC.
Okay.
I guess.
Yeah, that's true. And you mentioned when you tried to. Oh, okay. Well, in the thing with Facebook, it doesn't work like Google. Wherein if you type tree service near me, it doesn't work like that. That it will show you services ranked.
Well, I did like 20 other tree companies come up and not mine. What did, how come
right.
I put in tree removal or tree services and
mm-hmm.
my Facebook page never came up.
Mm-hmm.
But all my competitors came up. Which means that somebody
right.
like you who needs your tree done, mm-hmm. that I need my tree removed, tree services. And I don't show
right.
up there. You're not going to call me.
Right.
How do
there,
I get that?
There are a lot of factors that come in, especially for Facebook. But
okay.
we will be starting running Facebook ads for your Google business page. A few of the reasons why could be because of the likes and the number of followers on your Facebook business page compared to your competitors. Because the one that you have only has one like and only three followers. Because for Facebook, the difference between Facebook and Google is Facebook is more of, interaction based. So the more people who interact with your page, the more Facebook would promote your page. So the Facebook ads would definitely help in terms of promoting your business because your business page rather on Facebook because it will give additional visibility for your business, but you have to make sure that you promote your business page as well to others. Like, can you like this page? Can you like my page? Can you follow my page and like my posts
and
stuff like
that?
Yeah,
I will do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was getting to about Mark putting stuff on the trucks. What do you put on
mm-hmm.
the trucks for Facebook? What do you put on for Facebook?
We can do
like an emblem. No,
right.
Like,
we can do.
Like, when they go to. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. We can do a QR code, like the ones on the new business cards nowadays, or the menus that you see in restaurants, like the square, small square with a lot of dots in them. Yeah.
Well, what do I do? I mean, that's so you would do what? Like send it to me, and I send it to the design company. They make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's free too.
Of course.
Okay, yeah, I want that then. So what would I put on the truck? Like the Facebook emblem and then have that QR code?
Yeah, you can.
What would you do?
That's a good way. So let's say, for example, on the side of your truck, it has Jungle Boys Tree Service LLC, right? And then underneath would have your phone number, your website.
Our logo,
Your logo, right? And then anywhere near that, you can put the QR code. So just in case you're stuck in traffic, people are driving right next to you, they can just take a picture of your QR code and they should put
that's
up
cool. Okay.
Facebook.
But do I need that? You think I should have that Facebook symbol next to it? Or it has, or I mean, they won't know what that QR code would mean.
Yeah, you can. You can just put Facebook, and then it depends on how you would want to lay it out on your truck. But a QR code is definitely a viable option if you really want to make sure
you
are able to see that.
That works. All right, if you can send that. Mm. So you'll how do you do that? Just send it like a text or like an email, I mean?
We'll send it by email to you so we don't lose the quality.
So
if you're going to blow it up like really big, it needs to be really big as well, the resolution, because it won't work if it's too small.
Yeah, right. But I can send that, but I'll just forward that over to the sign company, and they can make it a certain size.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they can stick it on the truck.
We can do that. Okay. I'll go ahead and put the request in. But the next one we need to take care of would be the website. So if you would want us to get another domain for you, then we can go ahead and do that.
Yeah, so I'm getting tired. I'm just spinning my wheels here for the last week and a half. You know what I mean?
I see. Yeah. I understand.
If you want to do jungleboystreeservices.com, would be nice. You can look that up right now if it's available, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's correct. Okay. New domain. Okay. All right. And we can also create another QR code for your website, just so that, you know, if you want.
Oh, yeah, do that too.
Okay. For this page and website. Okay. All right, great. Okay. So I think we're good with that for now.
So when people do get on Google, they say tree services or tree removal or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're done with that, is that when my stuff comes up? Is it, you know, my just says this is only like this.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
If you
so
Jungle Boy Tree Service, you'll see a bunch of things.
Uh-huh.
You know, like PNG and networks and you know, stuff like that. But I'm worried about the search, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be with the other guys.
Of course. Well, we have to make sure that your Google profile is optimized and verified first, right? So at this time...
And I just did that. I sent that today.
Right,
but
great. So,
5 business days instead, so...
Maximum 5 business days, that's correct. So we are still waiting on Google, depending on how long it would take, and if there would be any additional verification that would be needed. But for now, it does say it's... Yeah, hopefully not. But if there is, then we'll take care of it when it hits. But it says processing at this moment, so I think we're good. So what's
the problem? The problem is our truck, our address that Google has and you have and everybody else has.
Mm-hmm.
That's not where our trucks are located. That's not where our stuff's located. So,
I see.
And one of the requirements was a street sign or something. Or
yep.
Well, we didn't put that on the video because I met my son at the trucks, which are in a different area, parked.
Mm-hmm.
They're big, and not at the house. So we just videoed the street and then walked down to the back of the garage, which is it's not a, and just. He opened a truck, and we showed the business card. Mm-hmm. And then we fired the trucks up. And so you think they're going to not accept it because it wasn't their street name?
It depends. I can't really say. In my experience, without a street sign, as long as all the other requirements are there, they usually accept it. The only reason why the street sign would be a big factor would be if your services are, what was that again? Locksmith. And, right. Oh, there is a zip code. Okay. Well, at least the zip code is the same. When you took the video, then that's fine. That should be fine.
Okay. All right. We'll see. Hopefully cross my fingers.
I agree. We'll do the same. And we'll let you know if ever Google requires anything else, okay?
Okay. Now, what about this Yelp thing? How does that work?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm on
Okay.
Those are the 3 things you're doing for me, right? The website, Facebook, and Yelp. So how does the Yelp
and
your end work as opposed to me paying Yelp right now, which I'm doing? For clicks or some crap. You know what I mean?
Right.
They got me a whole website built up, like whatever the hell they got going on there.
Right. Well, for us, if if you don't really need any additional help with regards to getting clicks through Yelp, if you give us access to your Yelp, we'll optimize it and update it so that it would match all the information that we will be creating for all of your other listings, right? Because that's definitely the best way to make sure that your information is updated. So let's say you wanted to update something on your Google, you don't have to do it yourself and go to your Yelp and make the edits yourself. So, but if you want the Yelp ads or the click pay-per-click Yelp ads that they're currently running, we also do that. We can help you with that as well. But that's a different package altogether. Maybe we can talk about that at a later time. If that's something that you would want to,
I'd like to really find out what's the difference between you guys and them. You know what I mean?
Right.
I hate to be paying them and they're paying you for the same service. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly. That is true.
So one other thing before I'm actually in a parking lot of an automotive place because I had to get oil, I read the website you guys built, and there's like a whole different company on there. Obviously, you ain't done with it yet.
Mm-hmm.
True? So I looked at it's like our story, and it was like a whole different. It was a landscaping company.
So the preview that we sent is normally just a preview. So it's a template. So we do a template to make sure that your website is up and running the quickest time possible. But as soon as it goes live, it will have the correct information with the accurate information that you have. Your phone number, your area, and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Actually, she said that was a track number or something.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Tracking number?
Tracking number. Yes. Right.
Yeah, so I was like, that's even my phone number. She was like, that's your tracking number. That way your phone number isn't on there. I'm like, okay. But a whole bunch of other stuff on there had to do with us. Flowers, and four elements landscaping, you know, Florida. I'm like, we're from Pittsburgh, we do trees. We don't do flowers. You know what I mean?
I see. All right. It was a template. But with regards to the call tracking number, so we make sure that your phone number is different on the listings because we want to make sure that we are able to keep track of the phone calls that you're getting through the listings that we are going to publish. Now, so we also have the dashboard. I'm not sure if you received the email for the dashboard, but on there you will see. Oh, okay, great. So you will see the list of all the leads that you will be getting from all of the listings that we will be creating for you: Facebook, Google, your website, even text messages and phone calls. It will be listed on there, just so that it will be in one place. And also, we have an app in development. In the near future, you will be able to just use your phone to keep track of everything. There's a lot of things that you can. You can use your phone, but you have to use the website for it for now. But in the future, there would be an app that you can just download from the App Store. That's still in development. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. We can't do nothing now until they verify that email, right? Or that video, I mean. And the other thing we've really accomplished here, what you're going to do.
Create a new website. Get a new domain, And the QR codes for the Facebook and the website,
Okay, cool. Yeah. So I actually accomplished something today. I appreciate it.
Of course, not a problem. We'll let you know once the website is up. We'll send you another email. And if you have any questions, just give us a call. We'd be more than happy to assist you, okay?
I will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for taking the time.
All right.
You have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye.